And then the last two of these reviewing knowledges would be that when we do have the opportunity to come together and listen to Dhamma teachings and be part of that, that we take full advantage of that. And as the Buddha says, we listen with eager ears so that we pay attention, listen intently, and really try to take it in and, you know, make it part of our inner being, processing as it comes out. And then lastly, taking that teaching, taking the practice, and finding inspiration from it, really letting it move deeply into our being, and taking delight in it, and remembering that really of all the possible ways of living in the world, having a life that's centered around the realization of Dhamma, and supporting all of the factors and working towards developing all of the factors in our life, our family, our community, that keep that alive, that support that. So we, you know, adopt that as our primary MO. This is how we want to operate in life, because we know it's what's going to lead to the highest happiness. And we know that it's not necessarily an easy path, but finding support from each other in our community, in our family, in our monastic sangha, and holding these ways of developing harmony.